Hey, how you going, Rob?
I'm going all right. How are you? How are you feeling? More importantly, are you on cloud 9 or 10 or 11? What?
Oh, still thinking in. It's very surreal. I in no way expected to win. It was one of those things you sort of, you get nominated and you think that's great, but looking at the standard of the other nominees, I didn't think I'd even be a half a show getting them.
But you did.
Could knock me over the feather when they announced my name, that's for sure.
So what is more important to you, being nominated or actually winning?
I think all the nominees are pretty worthy. I did a little bit of Facebook stalking and saw who they all were. Some of them are just, some of the achievements those guys have done and girls are incredible. So it was great to be nominated, and I would have been happy just to be nominated, but to actually win and to take the title out for Queensland and for Serena, for our little club, it was amazing. It was we don't do life saving for the accolades.
No,
it's incredible to be recognised at that level because it was very unexpected.
Why do you do it? Why are you a surf lifesaver, and how long have you been doing it for? Just so people know.
I've been an active patrolling member for the last 7 years, mm-hmm. And I've been president for the last 4. And I started basically my kids got into nippers, and I think a lot of lifesavers do that. Their kids get into nippers, it's the sort of sport where the whole family can be involved. So my kids got into nippers. I started patrolling, and now both of my kids are into the patrolling ranks. They're wearing the red and yellow on the weekends as well as doing nippers, and it's a sport the whole family can do, and that's one thing we've really found. It's a great sense of community. You actually get to give back to the community as well.
Yeah.
And we teach kids from a very young age, CPR and life-saving skills and the ability to rescue someone out of the water, and those are the things that stay with them for life. And it really is it's a great organisation as far as what we can offer to the community, and also you feel like you're actually giving back to the community.
Yep, and then it's no different to a hockey club. That's no different to being a part of Rotary, You get out what you put in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the difference, I suppose, with life-saving is we do have the surf sports side, which is, the competition and the sports side, but we actually have the community service element where we do actually patrol the beach, as a volunteer on the weekend. So we give up our time to keep people safe. But it's a really satisfying sort of thing to be involved in because it's much bigger than just a small club. It's statewide and it's national wide, and Surf Lifesaving is an iconic organisation throughout Australia. Everyone knows the red and yellow flags, and they know what lifesavers mean and the training that we do.
Yeah. Well, from all of us here at 4MK and everyone right across Mackay with Sundays, Neil John, congratulations. Serena Surf Lifesaving Club, Surf Lifesaver of the Year. It's just got a good ring to it. Well done, mate.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate it. And, it really is. It's a credit to the whole club and all of our members, the things that we do. And it's just as a representative of the club, I'm very, very humbled and very proud that we were able to take out this win.